Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fandom Access. I'm your faithful host, AJ, and I'm not the only one here. Hello.
Hi. It's Karen.
How are we this evening? I know it's Karen.
What? I'm good. How are you? Sorry, I had you on speaker. Is that better?
That's fine.
Sure,
okay. The listeners know who you are, too. Especially if they listen to us.
So Jamie's going to be a little late. Did you see her text message?
I did not see the last one, no.
Jamie's going to be a little bit late, and she asked if she said we should go ahead and start with some show that she, doesn't watch.
Like American Horror Story.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So this was the episode that was a lot about Meadow. And how Meadow came to be in that hole in the ground last week, and all the backstory behind that. And she told Allie everything. So what'd you think about this episode?
Well, I started to say something about it last week where I suspected that this stuff with Meadow wasn't on the up and up, because it seemed like only some people knew what was going on, whereas they totally took out the other guy. Meadow was kind of there was something missing, you know what I mean? So I wasn't.
You mean
surprised
something missing in
like
her commitment to the cult?
In the storyline, like we were missing a piece in the storyline. So
mm-hmm.
I knew something wasn't right. I like the way they start the episode with the gun. And I gotta say, for how the episode played, they had a disclaimer at the beginning that they edited the episode because of what happened in Vegas. I don't care what the episode would have looked like, really. There's ways to find out. But I'm kind of curious what the episode was supposed to be like if they cut stuff out and it was still as bad as it was. You know what I mean?
So when I went into my DVR to watch it, my DVR has the version I recorded, which was the edited version that aired on television. And on demand, the full episode is available on demand. And you could watch the uncut version. I didn't watch it only because if I watch that, I can't fast forward through the commercials. And on my DVR, I can fast forward and watch the show faster. So,
My point just is, I thought it was pretty bad with what they showed on TV, so I can only imagine how much worse it must have been had they not edited it. So
yeah, I guess maybe they edited the gore and people getting shot and close-ups of that kind of stuff, maybe, because the show does tend to show
probably.
The gore sometimes, right? So maybe that's what. I mean, you did see people get shot at a distance, and it was pretty.
Right.
I mean, it was pretty bad. Aside from what happened so it was terrible to have this air just a couple weeks after the Vegas shooting, but even if Vegas hadn't happened, it was kind of powerful and scary kind of thing to have happen on the show, because it's so believable, just in light of stuff that's happened, other shootings around the country, political rallies that are turning violent around the country. I mean, there's that argument to be made that this is scarier than ghosts and witches and other things that have been on this show. Right. It was scary and interesting because we had just talked last week about how, he's running for the zoning board. Is he running for city council? He's running for the zoning board, right? And someone had, I think it was Beverly, who when she was first recruited into the cult was zoning board. And he's no, then there's the next election and the next election and the next election.
Right.
And we talked about how realistic is it that we have this really murderous cult going after a zoning board job. And then it was kind of interesting to see this week how Kai wanted to escalate. And how he needed to be turned into a national figure and a national martyr or whatever. It was very, I feel almost I fell right into Ryan Murphy's trap in the last 2 weeks. Right? Like, not into his trap, into like the exactly into his plan for where he was going with this.
I gotta say, like what I was saying before is I like that the episode starts out. It looks like that Allie lost her shit and she was the one shooting everybody up. Then by the end of the episode, you see that it was Meadow, the true believer, who totally is probably the biggest idiot in the cult.
Yeah. I mean, he talked her into killing herself, right? I mean, he's already talked other people into killing other people, which sometimes strains credulity, and yet we go along with it for the show. And he talked her into killing herself because she's so devoted to him, and he convinced her it was like the ultimate act of love or whatever.
Well,
it was kind of scary.
I mean, he killed two birds with one stone because he needed to get rid of her because she was a weak link, and he did it in a way that he benefited himself. He helped himself and got rid of her in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I got to say, it was pretty brilliant.
It was. Where the story gets a little it doesn't fall apart for me, but where there's maybe a weakness to me is that they told Allie everything. Early in the episode when Meadow's spilling it, you're like, oh, Meadow's leaving the cult. And then later it turns out that she's been instructed to tell Allie the whole thing. And in the end, it's a setup because the police kind of like Allie's got the gun in her hands when it's over. But I think that was like a real crapshoot because who's to say that Allie would be there?
Well,
that Allie would pick up the gun, that it would all, like, it all worked out just a little too perfectly with a bow on top.
I don't think that Allie ending up with a gun was necessarily part of the plan. I think
it's just gravy.
Yeah, I think it was gravy because even the way things sit right now, there's enough witnesses that saw what really happened. And even the film footage, there's no way for them to doctor that footage, even though it's Beverly that has the footage. There's no way for her to doctor it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I did kind of think of that. Like, are there witnesses around that saw that it was Meadow? And Meadow clearly is going to have a self-inflicted wound when they examine her. And so,
well, see, that's the tricky part. I mean, they did have both their hands on the gun. So that's going to be tricky. I'm curious to see how it's going to play out. I think just simply because of the way the show is going, I don't think it's going to be all easy, cut and dry, especially since there's a cop in the cult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to play out as easily as we think. So it's going to be interesting to see how and where this goes.
Yeah, it is, because like there's this element. So that was like episode 5 or something. We're like halfway through, and it appears that, you know, like where the story has been going is like Allie's becoming like really empowered. Like Allie's the crazy person on the show, and yet she's like the least crazy person right now, right? She's figuring it all out. She sounds like she's crazy.
Yeah.
They've certainly set it up for her to appear to be crazy, which is like, you know, Ivy's kind of plan is to ensure that no court would ever like allow Allie to take custody. I was a little confused, but I had some thoughts at the part where she goes to the psychiatrist and she takes Meadow with her to the psychiatrist.
Meadow.
She takes Meadow, yeah. And we know that the psychiatrist is the brother of Kai, but do we know that the psychiatrist is a full participant in the cult? Is he a part of this? Do we know?
I was wondering the same thing. He technically set things in motion if Kai's story is to be believed. But yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying, because I had very similar questions myself when
like we haven't seen him in like any cult meetings.
Right.
if we can call them that. I mean, that's what they are, is cult meetings, right? Yeah. So we haven't seen him, like, actually. I mean, we know he's a messed up person because it was his idea to just leave the parents dead in the bed and cover them with lie.
Right.
And, like, he's
right.
definitely
yeah,
a screwed up person.
Of his, we don't know the extent of his involvement.
Right. And, is it possible that he doesn't know?
And even if he is involved, Meadow doesn't know he's involved. Probably.
Yeah, Meadow appeared to, I mean, Meadow didn't seem to know him, and he didn't seem to know Meadow unless they're really good actors, like pretending they didn't know each other, but they seem to not.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of bought that they didn't know each other. Like, I don't know if he, like, while he, as you said, set it all in motion, I don't know if he, like, is down with all this murder and everything that's going on. He seems to be maybe... I mean, Kai is a very charismatic and a powerful personality, and he's got his own sister under his sway and other people under his sway, but, like the older brother was sort of like, I mean, the older brother was, I don't want to say he was dominant, but he is who Kai went to for help. He was not, you know, like, he's the, I don't know if I see him as being, like, totally under the sway of Kai. I think it could be possible that he's not fully 100% in the cult. It could be a little bit of a red herring, right? Maybe
yeah,
he's not
I
in the
agree.
Cult. Yeah. So I'm kind of excited to see Allie become a more like see her become a more like badass kind of character.
Yeah, well, ever since the episode when she threatened Meadow and what's his face there when she said if they came near her family again she'd kill them. I said it then that she's going to ultimately be the strongest person on the show, that you could already see
yeah.
that, you know, because you know defending her family is actually giving her strength to be a better person.
Yes, which makes me wonder. What was the point of having Meadow tell everything? Like Kai instructs Meadow to tell the whole truth to Allie.
Because who's gonna believe an already unstable person's cockamamie story about a cult being led by somebody running for a government position? You know?
Well, okay. On the one hand, nobody. On the other hand, she's like unstable and has a gun and is like, I mean, is he just so overconfident that he doesn't see any danger coming from this person having this information?
Yes. Yeah. He's not,
okay.
He's not worried about her.
He doesn't see like, I can see how she's a danger. Cause A, she's a star of the show and she's going to live to the last episode and she's going to, try to take, she probably will take him out in the end, right?
You know what it is? He's so charismatic that he has single-handedly picked all these people to be a part of his cult. He convinced Meadow to kill herself. Why should he worry about a woman who is already got mental issues?
Yeah.
You know, who they've targeted. I mean, there's really no reason for him to fear her. You know, I'd probably be cocky too if I were him.
Yeah, and yet we know that he should be worried about her because we know where this story, I mean, we don't know where the story is going, but obviously she's going to become, come after him and hopefully take him out and maybe die in the process. I don't know. So, anyway, I think we've got Jamie on the line, right? So we're almost ready to move
finally,
on.
I thought it was
pretty good. I think a season that
yeah.
I think we both thought started out pretty boring and I was almost ready to give up on is actually that I was watching more for the political metaphor than for the story is actually turning out to be a pretty good story.
Yeah.
I think.
Hello, Jamie.
Yeah.
Hi. Sorry
Hi,
about that. I wanted to
all
finish
right.
my dinner. It was so late, but I'm like, I want to finish eating, so sorry.
Quite all right. Hi.
So I guess I did good timing since you're...
Perfect timing,
finished.
I think, yeah. Yeah, I think
yeah,
we're
well,
about ready to
sure.
wrap this up. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so what show?
Let's, Well, I'm not sure, Jamie, what you – did you get a chance to watch Fear the Walking Dead? Should we do
no,
that?
No, I did
AJ?
Not,
we can...
unfortunately.
Okay. Okay.
If you want to talk about it and tell me what you thought, that's fine, although I'd appreciate you not, like, super spoiling it. But or we
okay.
can wait until next week. It's up to you.
So there are a couple of big spoilers that I will I won't touch on what happened to any specific character at any given time. But as you know, this episode, we knew from last week that the – what are they called? The Proctors were coming for the dam, and that – and that Strand had, right, had –
well, we were assuming, but yeah.
Yeah. That was a deal that Strand had made with just to sell out the dam. So, you know, so it's not really a spoiler to tell you, like, that was indeed the case, that he's cut a deal with the Proctors and they're coming to take the dam. And the story manages to – that storyline manages to enmesh all the characters. I was a little bit – you know, I felt like this big – like, we had this other big storyline all season with the ranch, and then what it came to at the climax was this other location that all the characters wind up at. It was a little bit surprising to me. It wasn't the story that we've been building towards. The story we've been building towards got resolved. The ranch got resolved a couple weeks ago. I think the season finale is really Madison's episode. It really is clear that this is a show about Madison, that she's the star and the main character in a way, much more than, I think, even more so than Rick Grimes is the star of The Walking Dead. I feel like this really has become Madison's show, and the whole season has been about, like, the things Madison is willing to do, and it kind of surprised me some of the things Madison did in this episode. We'll talk next week, because there's a whole, like, sort of dream sequence kind of thing that goes on. That I would like to hear your opinion of next
week.
Which
you probably did not like, I'm guessing.
You know how I feel about dream sequences.
Yep.
And
how I feel about kids in the show, pretty much. Go ahead.
Yep. And Madison takes some actions that are a little surprising to me. I think it was pretty good. I think it's been an overall pretty successful season. I think you should definitely make some time to watch it. I texted Jamie in the middle of this episode and said, you know, this is just like The Walking Dead season finale. They bloated it up to 2 hours, and there was an ad there were so many ads, and they would come back from commercial, and you'd get like such a short scene, and they'd go right back to commercial again. And I felt like this didn't need to be a 2-hour episode. There wasn't 2 hours of action. There was, you know, I mean, there had to be 30 minutes of ads in it, and there was other – I think AMC just bloated it. Like, remember they did that with Walking Dead last year, and we were all pissed off about it?
Yeah.
Not pissed off, but we all felt like it was – so I do think that they did that a lot in this episode. And there was some filler – and some other stuff that was used to make space for advertising. Very annoying.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did any of the main characters die? If they did, don't tell me who. I'm just curious yes or no.
Well, it depends who you consider a main character, but somebody does die.
Okay.
The only kind
of main characters, it would be Troy or that Indian guy. I can't think of his name, Walker. Those would be my kind of main cast, I guess.
Yeah, so a person dies, and then in typical, like, Walking Dead, or typical of any season finale of any show, there are some people that you don't know if they're dead or alive, but you kind of, like, assume they're alive, right? Like, there's, like, 6 people that you don't know what happened to at the end of the episode. So
yeah, that's not surprising.
Probably all the characters except Madison are not dead, right?
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
But yes, there's a death, and I'm interested to hear your opinion of that death when you watch it.
Okay. I'm going to make a guess and say it's probably Troy, just because I couldn't see him surviving through this season. But that's just a guess.
Well, do you want me to confirm it?
No, I want to watch it.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
All right.
I'm curious if I'm right. But
well, there's a person dies, and then the way they die is also something that I want to talk about. So you watch it, and we'll give it a quick rehash again next week.
Okay, that's fine.
I thought it was good. I think we've agreed all along that this has become better than The Walking Dead, and while the strong season kind of like teetered a little bit these last couple weeks, it was a fairly decent ending.
Yeah. Now, Walking Dead starts next week?
Or is I believe it starts this weekend. I think it's
this
Sunday.
That's what I meant. That's what I thought. Okay, cool. We'll see if they can redeem themselves. I mean, from everything I've – now, how much of it's true, I don't know. But from everything I've read, it seems like they have started to realize they screwed it up and they've – you know, it's more about Rick and the gang. And it sounds like – I'm guessing that they're going to be done with him, Negan, pretty soon, I hope, just because they did kind of screw it up. So, I mean, I like Jeffrey Dean Morgan, but the writers kind of – we know they kind of – worked the seasons up, but anyway.
So I guess we'll add that show. All three of us are going to watch. Then we'll add it that next week. I will tell you that I have read two advance reviews, two spoiler-free advance reviews from two very reputable sources, which were like, one was Forbes and one was the New York Times, and one of them said the season premiere is great and the show is back on track, and the other review said it's a complete train wreck and they hated this episode and can't even believe how screwed up this show is.
So let's go. Are you going to watch AJ? I thought you were done. Are you going to watch it?
What?
You going to watch it, AJ? Walking Dead? Are you done forever?
Oh, hell no. I've been done.
I don't think he's watched it. He hasn't been
I thought you
it.
Were watching. Okay, so Jamie and I will watch it.
I haven't watched since the season premiere.
That's what I thought. He hasn't watched it for a while. I don't know. If I didn't watch it with my family and didn't do the podcast, I probably would have stopped by now. But I'm curious to see if they've, you know, fixed it or not.
I mean, I would say also if I didn't watch it with a group of people in the bar on Sundays and have the podcast, I probably would have stopped watching it also because I cannot stand Jeffrey Dean Morgan. That actor is ruined for me by this show.
In
I can't stand
show,
Negan.
Anyway. Yeah.
And I believe Negan's going to be with us for the entire season. I don't imagine that we would see the end of... knowing what happens in the comic book to Negan, I think we have an entire season of Negan ahead of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, in general, like I said, as long as I like the show more than I dislike it, I'll watch it. But it's not, like... It's not must-see TV. Like, you know, I missed it. Like, I tried to watch it live, but I missed it. And it's like I still haven't even gotten around to it. Granted, this is the other Walking Dead, but I'm just saying in general, it's kind of like... That's how I feel about it. All right.
Well, I'll hate watch. I'm hate watching, and we'll see how we feel as we go forward.
Karen.
Okay.
Karen, you hate watch a lot of stuff.
I do, right? I do. True. I do hate watch a lot of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
So you want to do Van Helsing? Did you see that?
I've seen only two episodes have been on, right?
I just
checked my DVR. Yes, I've seen both episodes. I was kind of surprised at some things that happened in this second episode.
Well, you were right about the return of character, which you were asking me if you were right, and I wasn't answering last week.
About Axel's return?
Yeah. You know, I had forgotten that they showed him at the end of last season.
They did.
I don't know why, but I had forgotten they did it at the last second, because when I watched when it said previous on or whatever, I had forgotten they actually showed him. I think we knew he was coming back because we said before it didn't make sense, you know, the way they did it and that he'd have to come back. The main thing that I'm kind of not, I don't want to say not understanding, but I'm not 100% clear on, all the other vampires, whether they want to be bad or not, they're bad. And he is not. Is that just because he hasn't actually taken a life? I mean, is there, because I'm not quite understanding that because I don't know. What do you think?
I felt the same way. I watched it and I thought, oh, please. Axel is the only person who has has the strength of character to not bite people and not, like, every single person who becomes a vampire immediately becomes like a bloodthirsty
because the doctor was
monster.
Good and she hadn't killed anybody, but she did drink it live from him though, because he gave it to her. That's why I was wondering if maybe that's to do with it. But they didn't actually come out, unless I missed something, they didn't actually come out and explain it. So that kind of irritated me. I don't mind that he isn't bad. I just wish there was some kind of explanation of why he's like he is.
I agree with you. It just bothers me that he's supposed to, I think we're supposed to believe that he's just so strong and he's just resisting it, and I don't think that makes sense to me. Like, Flesh didn't really want to become a right? Like,
no.
Flesh really didn't want to be a vampire and is really happy he's not a vampire, and no one really wants to bite people.
Yeah, I mean, what about, especially what about her daughter? She was like a kid. I mean, she was innocent. She didn't want to become this evil vampire either, so.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I think you're right. I think if they could just give us a reason, then I could, like, maybe buy it. But for us to believe that he's just resisting it, I think is kind of dumb.
Yeah, but truthfully, I think it's pretty likely, and I don't know because I'm just guessing, but I think it's pretty likely that it's not going to be too long, I would think, before Vanessa finds him and bites him, because otherwise there's kind of no point. Like, if he just turns bad or dies, like, there was no point to any of it, you know? So
yeah,
I can't see that that taking forever, but I really don't know.
The other thing is, I'm sorry, but we're supposed to believe that he has this tremendous control, that he can resist biting a person, but he's a complete jerk, lacking in any kind of impulse control in terms of sucking down all the blood out of the bags, right? Like, Doc's like, Axel, we only got 6 bags of blood, be careful. And he's just like, and drinking it all. And he has absolutely no ability to control himself whatsoever around blood, except he's able to, like, resist killing humans, right? That makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know, but I got to say, though, and I think, I don't know, my opinion kind of continues. I do like the kind of, I don't want to say friends, because they're not friends, kind of the opposite of friends, of Axel and Doc, though. Like, their interaction, I think, is fairly funny. I don't know, I enjoy it as the season goes on, them kind of at odds with each other. And he totally deserved what happened to his blood. It's kind of like she totally deserved him not helping her because he knows the vampire isn't going to turn her, but at the same time, it was his own damn fault.
I don't know if he knows that.
He ate the blood.
I don't know if he knows
maybe
that.
Maybe he doesn't.
Can't.
I don't know.
She
I thought they
learned
meant
that. She learned that. Remember those creepy cult people?
Yeah,
the guy with
tried
the fake
to turn
accent?
Her again.
And they tried to turn her and that vampire.
With the fake accent, you're funny.
That was
I'm trying to remember
accent.
Who it was that had a bad accent, but
it was that guy. Anyway,
that's okay. I
Doc,
didn't know what I was saying.
Doc found out that she can't be turned back since they abandoned Axel. So I don't know if Axel really knows that she can't be turned. I think I felt Axel was like planning to intervene at the last, like he wanted to
probably
see if she could defend herself, and he would have intervened at the last minute if he had to.
Yeah, I think he's still a good guy and would have. But I guess my point is I kind of think that she deserved that terror because she did it to him. But at the same time, he totally deserved the thing taken his blood because he did let it happen. Like, I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny. Like, well, you were the one that let her, you know, let it terrorize her. So he kind of, you know, got his own just desserts there. But I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny. But obviously, he needs more blood, so he needs to listen to her a bit more.
I think Doc is like the worst person in the entire apocalypse. She's just so weak and spineless, and just like of all the people on the show, she's worse than Muhammad. Like Muhammad betrayed Vanessa, but for a very different reason than why Doc betrayed Axel, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like she's really – and she just continues to make the wrong decisions and be a pathetic loser. And while she has this little bit of a thing where she's like, I'm going to try to help people and redeem myself, she actually really can't because she's just so weak.
Yeah.
And she's just – I mean, Doc really – like it might – it kind of seems funny, but when you think about it, like Doc really hates her and really – like she's – like he's a vampire who wants to eat people and looks down on her. Like she's beneath contempt to him in a lot of ways, she's really the worst.
Although I get the feeling they are trying to redeem her. I don't know that I buy it, but I mean, I get the feeling that they want us to buy it. You know what I mean? I don't know though, but that's so far. And then of course the big thing at the end is that Vanessa bites Julius. And he's human now. And apparently, considering he's happy, he's human, I don't think he wanted to be a vampire either.
I found that very surprising turn of events.
You didn't see any promos then, did you? Because they've been showing on the promos from before the season started him as human.
What? Really?
Julius.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't watch.
Complaining about the promos and how they always put the wrong things in the previews. But yeah, they've for a few weeks been showing them human.
Oh, I don't watch Sci-Fi Channel live, and I fast forward through all the commercials on the
VCR.
Well, that's understandable. I've avoided all of that. So I found it really surprising that, you know, that she turned Julius. I mean, I only saw it coming in the final minutes near the end of that fight. Like, even when Julius appeared, it didn't occur to me that she'd bite him and turn him until really well into the fight and almost when she did turn him. And part of the reason I didn't see that coming was because I feel like the vampire politics have been such a big part of the season. And he sort of,
He was a
key player in this sort of, like, vampire. I mean, I don't want to call it a vampire rebellion, but he kind of did want to rebel and overthrow the vampire, like, powers that be, right? So
rebellion as good guys, but that he wanted to lead. But, yeah.
I was really surprised. And I don't know what's going to happen to the vampire politics because now Rebecca is also dead. Like, Anastasia
that was my
and.
Other question. Is Rebecca actually dead? Because I was not clear on that. She was burned, but I don't know if I missed something or maybe they changed it since the screener because I watched it on the screener. Did they actually say that she was dead or are you just assuming she's dead?
Well, I think she's dead.
I knew she was burnt, but I wasn't sure. Okay, that's fine. Because I was wondering that. I wasn't sure either way.
I think she's dead, and now we just have Rebecca and what's-his-name are the only remaining vampire powers, right?
Yeah.
So I was surprised that, I mean, maybe that whole vampire, like, politics thing wasn't working, and they just decided to, like, clear that slate.
I don't know, but the thing with, hold on a second, I gotta shut the door a second here. The thing with, though, Dimitri and Rebecca in the beginning, though, was kind of dumb. I thought,
yeah,
like, them in the blood. I mean, isn't he supposed to be her brother or something? I can't even remember. I think they're supposed to be, or was it Rebecca was his brother, his sister? I can't remember.
I don't
one
know.
Of
all this, like,
with,
vampire being all creep, all this, like, creepily sex. I mean, okay, so first of all, on the sci-fi recap of last week's episode, it says Rebecca is dead.
Oh, it does. Okay.
It says with Rebecca dead and Dimitri on the run, blah, blah. So unless they're saying she appears to be dead. But, yeah, I thought them sitting in that bloodbath, a literal bloodbath, was kind of, like, dumb and over the top and not necessary.
I mean, I understand that, like, sexiness and that is kind of a theme with vampires, but A, I didn't think that was sexy, and B, it was just dumb. I agree.
Well, the vampires in this show are always, like, licking each other and, like, acting like they're going to have sex with their sister and stuff, and, like, it's just a little over-the-top sexiness sometimes for me.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of dumb. And Dylan's a problem for me. Probably because one minute she's, like, growling like a monster and incapable of speech, and then the next minute she's, like, totally, like, coherent talking to her mother.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the heck he even did to her. They just said somebody took the DNA or something. Like, I guess he experimented on her. I don't know if we'll find that out or not. Yeah, he got killed, so we don't know if we'll ever find out.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, I'm assuming maybe there'll be some story where Vanessa wants to go back into the Citadel to find the records, or maybe she'll want Doc to start, like, you know, even though Doc's not really a good doctor. Doc's a coroner, right? Doc's not a surgeon or a geneticist or whatever. I shouldn't say she's not a good doctor, but she's just not.
I think this was the one she even says to him she's not. I forgot she wasn't.
Yeah. She's not skilled the way they... But I assume there will be some storyline of finding that out and that Dylan will eventually be turned back or killed. She might have to be killed. I mean, I don't know. So one other thing that happened, it seems interesting that Vanessa, she hasn't forgiven Muhammad, but she seems to be grudgingly accepting Muhammad as a partner for now, maybe because she needs him. I'm not sure. I'm assuming that at some point she she forgives him.
I would think so. I can't even remember if I know the answer to that, but I would think that she does.
I'm kind of assuming at some point, like she will do something to save Dylan, and Muhammad will be like, oh, I did the same thing to save my sister, right? Like, I'm sorry. Like, Ness is mad that he betrayed her to save his sister, and she should be, and he didn't do he could have done that differently, but I think that Vanessa, I wonder if we'll see Vanessa putting everyone in danger soon for Dylan, and she'll have to, you know, come to a different understanding of what Muhammad did for his loser sister, who he eventually had to kill. So, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I can't say either way, so I'm just like, uh-huh.
You've been watching ahead, right?
Yeah, I did. I said I had to because of the interview, so I know what happened, but I won't say anything.
Yeah.
Apparently, I forgot you said that. You know, I didn't read this, like, all the way through, but I think the recap that I have is actually from Sci-Fi, but I don't think it said about Vanessa, or about her. But anyway, I was going to say, it does say that that ninja kills the Anastasia. I had forgotten she killed her, too. Or he killed, I don't know if it's he or she. It looks like a she to me. I was going to ask you that. What do you think about that ninja?
Oh,
because
so
I
that
thought,
ninja.
I misunderstood who at first it was. I thought it was somebody else. Like, I thought it was somebody at first that we knew, and then, like, I realized I don't know why I thought that, because it totally doesn't make sense, and I'm not going to tell you because it might mix up things. But I think it looks like a girl to me, like, in suit. I don't know why. That's what I felt when I rewatched it, but that could just be
I
me.
I think it looked like a woman to me also, and I actually thought to myself, oh, Muhammad found his Michonne, kind of thing.
yeah, I don't know. I thought at first it was a different character we haven't seen yet, but I thought it was a guy, and then I realized it looked like a girl, and I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
I thought it was maybe a woman. So I don't know. We'll have to see who that is and where that goes.
I'm not sure if there's another woman, though, that we know that isn't back, so it might be a completely new character. I was trying to think if it's anybody we know that it could be, but I don't know if there's any other.
I can't think of any women who are missing, but
because
they mostly got killed by the serial killer.
Right.
I don't know. Guess we'll find out next week.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully. All right. And the other thing was that girl was in it, the Callie, that she was the one that was feeding Axel, just because we didn't mention that.
Flesh
and Lucky got to Muhammad. Those are the other two things that kind of happened.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to move on?
Sure.
Okay. So you said you saw Ghost Wars, even though you said you didn't really like it a lot. You said you saw it.
I watched two episodes. AJ, did you watch Ghost Wars?
AJ.
He might have muted while he's doing whatever he's doing around there.
That's okay.
He'll be back in a second.
Yeah, sorry. No, I did not watch Ghost Wars. I forgot about it. What was this, the second episode?
Yeah.
I will definitely remember for next week. I definitely want to check it out. It sounded pretty cool.
You watched the first episode or not? You've not watched it?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I forgot about it after Jamie told us about it.
Yeah, I really liked it. I don't think this episode was quite as good as the first one for some reason, but I still liked it. I don't know. What I think's interesting is the idea that not only are the ghosts after them, but that they can make them think things. You know what I mean? That to me was like an interesting twist on the normal, like, psychic ghost story. I don't know. That was the part that I kind of thought was cool about the show. This one is about that Billy comes back to the island, the guy from, I'll show you guys what, Sons of Anarchy. I couldn't think of his name. But he comes back to town, and his
boat,
brother,
yeah.
I want to say his brother. I was kind of confused.
His brother.
That.
He's seen
his
the
brother,
ghost of his dead brother.
The other one's his sister. That's what I was kind of like at first confused. So his brother washes up that supposedly he thought was dead way before, and you find out that like he lost him at sea. I'm trying to think. I'm scanning through here because I'm trying to remember what happened.
Well, so his sister, so he comes back. He's a smuggler, right? And he's smuggling some materials into the. We don't know what he's smuggling. I feel like that might be some part of the story that's going to come. Whatever he's smuggling, there's got to be a story there because, like, it's never let on. The fact that they're keeping that a secret makes me think it's coming back. Otherwise, he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm smuggling cigarettes or whatever it is," right?
Yeah, well, I think he was smuggling drugs for the sister's white girlfriend or wife or whatever. He said something.
But she's a doctor, and she just needed those medications for her patients. She said.
Oh, that's right.
He's smuggling.
Right. But, I mean, maybe
he's smuggling.
Drugs and smuggles medicine. I don't know.
But he's smuggling something into that laboratory, and they're like, "No, you can't come into the lab. Sorry, everything's locked down. You can't come in." And they never say what it is that he's bringing, and they never say why. I just feel like whatever scientific whatever is going on in that building might somehow relate to what's happening in the town. It just seemed like a major, like, why can't he just be coming back from a fishing trip? Why can't he just be coming back from,
he can be
a black sheep of the family and not be smuggling something that is an unrevealed something. And he's smuggling something, he's not smuggling, like, random drugs or illegal fish catch. He's, like, smuggling something that he's bringing to a science lab or whatever that company is, right? I felt like maybe you haven't watched ahead on this. You don't know, right?
No. And I was trying to remember. I was trying to read this about the place that he was smuggling it to, because for whatever reason, I'm not remembering that part. But I don't know. I don't know what happens after this.
It just seems to me that a big enough deal was made of it that it might mean something, or it could be a huge red herring, I guess.
I don't know. The main point is that he can't leave because he tries to leave there and it turns his boat back around and took them back. But I don't know. I just think it's interesting, like, trying to figure out how they're going to kill this thing, because even, like, with the two cops, they end up she shoots him, he shot at her. But they end up shooting at each other because they see somebody that isn't there, and it ends up that the one that they see isn't even the ghost isn't even like the dead guy. He was pretending to be that dead guy. So I don't know. To me, that whole part of it is just different. Like, I think it's kind of cool. But I don't know. I have no idea what happens. I want to know.
I found the first episode to be really pretty boring, and I had a hard time, like, paying attention to it or keeping my eye on it. I just didn't really, like, in particular that main character, Roman, I had a hard time really caring about his sad life. He's so sad, and he's so misunderstood, and people are mean to him, wah-wah. Like, I had a hard time. I thought the second episode was better in terms of having, like, a better plot line for the episode that I could latch onto and understand and pay attention to.
Well, yeah, I would say the first one was more confusing because they went out of order. But I kind of liked that they did because it was so you saw it from, like, both points of view, you know.
What do you mean they went out of order?
That's why I was confused at first. Maybe you didn't get that then, and I kind of wondered if some people did, if you didn't pay close enough attention. Because at the beginning they showed, like, what's his phrase? The priest guy, like, during the funeral when everything's going on.
Right.
Like, the body
almost cut his hand off.
Yeah, and then they show after when Roman saved him. But the thing is, the one thing that I wondered if people picked up on is they showed that guy after the fact dying, because whenever he was on the guy that fell off the bridge, and then they showed later the cop from Strange World, I don't know if you know what I mean, but the sheriff or whatever who died in the first episode, when he went to the bridge to check on those people, like, that was the guy that died that was having the funeral. Like, they went back and told some of it, and, like, kind of, I don't know.
Oh, like,
that's,
it was a flashback, like we saw a flashback of the guy.
Yeah, so some of it was a little confusing, and I felt like at the end it wrapped it up, and you were like, I get that now, that's why they did it that way. But if you didn't pay attention, because at first I wasn't sure, but if you listen, like, when they say the guy's name, like, he had the same name as the one at the funeral, and when they showed his ghost, like, if you looked real close, you could see it was the same person. But it wasn't really, you had to be listening to exactly what they said to know it, I guess.
I mean, I caught that it was a flashback, but I didn't, at the funeral, I didn't really, like,
think about
pay attention
it, yeah.
to who it was who died, or, like, it was hard, like, so a bunch of people have been killed in these first two episodes, and it's hard to really be shocked or to care just because they're new characters that I don't care about yet, right? Like, They're obviously dispensable because they died in the first episode and the second episode, and other you know, we're becoming more interested in the characters who live, obviously. So for me, like, it wasn't really these characters who died. We don't really care about them as people, right? Yet they were just they're the setup characters.
Well, yeah, I would take it away.
Yeah,
but,
so I mean, I got
know.
It.
I have to see what
I got
AJ
it,
thinks.
That it kind of flashback. I have to say one of the reasons I found it kind of boring or wasn't that into it is because I felt like a lot of what was going on, I've seen on other shows. Like
Tucker,
I felt
why
like,
did you
like
Midnight
what,
Texas didn't because it did me.
Yes, a lot of it reminded me of Midnight Texas. And then being able to leave then I was reminded of Under the Dome, that they're unable to leave this place, and literally like when you cross like especially when they showed the boat going through like this little like force field at the edge of the dome kind of thing, and then like he's turned around and he's right back where he started from. I felt like
kind of,
I don't know.
That actually made me think of Haven rather than Under the Dome. But
okay,
yeah,
like Haven also, but I felt like much of what happened was not like where some of it was rehashed things that I've seen in other shows, like a lot of it, like a lot of that scene in the morgue with the guy like being possessed to kill himself, kind of, I'm not going to say I've seen that exact thing before, but it felt sort of familiar to me. Like a lot of it just didn't feel like the most original horror storytelling that I've seen. So maybe that's why I was a little bit bored.
Maybe. I guess we'll see what AJ thinks. See if he agrees more with you or me. But
yeah.
I don't know. And are you going to give another chance or are you done with it? It's fine either way.
I mean, I'll give it another week, largely because AJ hasn't seen it yet, and AJ can binge up on the three episodes and see what he thinks. Maybe he'll really like it. Maybe it will turn around. I also, God, could they please have some color in this show? I know it's supposed to be gray and scary, but my God, the whole show is so dark.
Yeah,
like literally
true.
Dark. Like there are no colors in any scene. I realize that.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that until you said it, but it is kind of like more monotone now that you say that. I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I guess it's supposed to be scary and depressing that way.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So
we'll wait and see what AJ thinks and
talk
about it next week. And also, I believe it's Friday, Superstition starts. And I'll just say really quick about that. I'm not going to go into detail, but because actually the premiere you can watch online now, I found out, but I had seen the screener. It's about a family that fights kind of supernatural stuff. I think it has promise. I had a hard time getting into the first episode for whatever reason. I like the idea of the story and I think it sounds good, but for whatever reason, I couldn't like get into the characters, I guess, quite so much. I did by the end a little bit, but I don't know. I'm waiting to see if I like the second episode better, but I don't know if they redid it have changed things since then though, because this show was supposed to be out earlier in the month and then they pushed it back to Friday. So I don't know if maybe like they've changed things since then and or like rewriting parts of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea because I don't know why they pushed it, but it could be really good, so I'm waiting to see, but it was hard to tell kind of from the first episode, I think. So that's my quick review.
What's it called?
Superstition. They like Ghost Wars, there's been pretty much no advertising. I think this is the problem with Dark Matter and everything else. They just don't advertise for some reason certain shows. Some of them get a whole bunch of it and then the rest don't. Although I will say I don't think a lot of the stuff lately has been advertised though either, because you said you didn't even know Van Helsing was coming back, so maybe that's the problem with all of it. Sorry, go ahead, AJ.
Just from your quick description, it sounds like Supernatural.
That's what somebody else said to me. It was kind of like that, but I don't know. I didn't get that vibe, but then again, I haven't seen any Supernatural in so long, so we'll see. But yeah, okay. You guys can tell me what you think after Friday. Did either of you watch Dirk Gently?
No,
I don't
like
season.
Dirk Gently.
Okay, I thought you guys watched it last season. Did you watch it last season?
I never
AJ,
watched it.
I know, I watched the season. I watched the season premiere and I hated it, and I didn't watch any more of it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you didn't. I don't know. I think if you gave, and I don't know, but I feel like you might like it if you gave it a chance, but I don't know. It's a very, very strange, quirky show, and, like, it goes all over the place, but I kind of like it because, I don't know, certain things make me think of Doctor Who a little bit, and I actually found out when, I can't think of his name, Douglas Adams had written this. Actually, part of it was a Doctor Who script that he had written, and I don't remember why, but for whatever reason, it never got made, and he turned it into his books for Dirk Gently, although this isn't the actual story in the books, but the character and everything. But it's definitely very, very weird and wacky and crazy. Last year it was about time travel. This year it's about a fantasy realm. So it's got some crazy stuff. But I won't go into it because I was thinking you guys watched it. That's why I looked up. But But I did interview Jade, and that's up. But I don't know. I just think it's a fun show. It's definitely different than anything else. I think it's the kind of the show either you like or you don't. It's not, you know, it's because it's really strongly, I don't know how to say that, the right word, but like the way it is, it's completely one thing, and either you're into that or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's fine. I don't think I saw anything else. I saw the Halloween Wars on, but that's not something we talk about.
Did either of you see Gifted?
I did not get to that yet.
Yes,
I
did see Z
Nation,
but
you guys don't want to hear about that anyway. So.
And did you guys watch Mr. Robot?
No,
I didn't.
Yeah,
oh, my God,
you
guys didn't watch Mr. Robot? Oh,
I
my God.
I saw all of season two, so.
Well,
not all of season two, close to season two. So.
According to my DVR, the premiere is on tomorrow. So something got screwy with Time Warner.
Maybe, because mine
so.
Taped, so.
Yeah,
it was on my DVR.
It
was not on demand. It was on my DVR.
Yeah, it might be on demand,
so.
Too, though. I don't know. But what I was saying, though, in the message I was telling you guys, so I don't know if you remember last year, because I think actually you guys missed it. I had caught it and you had missed it. They had like an impromptu, well, not impromptu, I'm sure they knew it, but there was a premiere online last year that they didn't announce until like right before it, and it was live. So I'm wondering if kind of they aired it early, sort of as the same thing. I don't know. But I don't know. Mine showed up, so but I just didn't watch it yet. I got to catch up. Oh,
no,
and
I think
the other
something
thing I wanna...
screwy just happened on my end because, according to IMDb, everything was so.
What's on?
Whatever.
According to my DVR, it recorded the show on October 11th, which was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
At 9:59 p.m.
So, Karen, what did you say?
I want to say, you guys, before you do that, I was just going to say, because I'm going to go, because I don't want to know what happened yet, because I want to see it. But
I'm
going to say, Strange World.
Either.
Okay, well, then I'll listen. But I was going to say Strange World, or not Strange World. Stranger Things is coming back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, then. You can tell. Just don't spoil it.
No, so I would say I think it was a really good episode. I think it moved very quickly and answered some questions pretty fast. And I think I got a sense that, you know, so season two, while we enjoyed it, I think we felt that it was kind of slow and kind of dragged in some places, maybe with some reveals and some follow-up stuff with Elliot. This was a pretty fast-moving episode. And pretty quickly you see where some characters stand, where they don't stand. I think, the first two seasons were about, like, stage one. As season two was ending, Elliot was worried about stage two. What is stage two? Are we going to launch stage two? And so it becomes clear right away what stage two is. And I feel like we'll talk about it more next week, but if you watch this episode, I think that they've given us what the through line is going to be for this season. I think that what was missing in season two was Elliot didn't have, like, a mission or a task. Like, in season one, Elliot had this task, which was to, like, bring down Evil Corp. And then in season two, we had a lot of, like, Elliot sort of, like, you know, is he in the psychiatric hospital and what's going on and who's doing what. And now I think this season launched with, like, we have an idea of what Elliot is, like, setting out to do for this season and what the through line is going to be. And I think that all the supporting characters around him, I can't wait to talk about them because like people are not who I thought they were necessarily. Anyway, this so yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought it moved. I thought it, yeah, I thought it was good. And they, I mean, I think we'll be doing a lot of talking this season again about what Sam Esmail is saying about, like, about our society, even in the Trump era, even though this is set in 2015 before Trump was elected, like what the show has always been saying about corporate greed and capitalism and society and things. It's going to be pretty fun this year.
Cool.
So anyway, yeah, so, I think it took off. It took off really fast. The writing was really good. The characters really good. And you guys, like, yeah, watch it and let's get this on regular coverage every week because it's going to be great again, I think.
Awesome. All right. So now we'll do Gifted. Jamie, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm going to go off so I don't hear because I do want to see it. And I'll let you know what I think because I don't know what the heck. I must have just not – I don't think I have series recording set. I think what it might be is I must have manually set it because when I talked to you guys or texted you guys earlier, I was like, was it on? Wasn't it on? I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I must have
just had – everybody had a malfunction this week with their DVR. It was not a good week in DVR world for us.
Right. All right. Well, I will talk to you guys next week.
Okay, have a good week, Jamie.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, AJ.
Go ahead and tell me what you thought. I'll be with you in a second. You start.
So this episode kind of really centered around the mother, whose name is, I think, Caitlin, the Amy Acker character, and her plan. And I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like it's so weird to me to see Amy Acker playing this like non-badass mom role. I know Jamie did the interview with Amy Acker and she said that the mom was going to, you know, be more stronger and powerful, but this week's episode where the mom's like, I'm going to go like see my brother because he can help. She's got this like very like naive outlook.
Oh yeah.
Which is
completely
a little annoying. Like how can she really be it's like she doesn't know the society she's living in at all. And once again we had characters to explain to her as if to a child what is going on here.
But you know what? It's spot on. I mean, most people, if you're not part of something or around something, you don't realize how bad things are, you know? Like because all right, perfect. She's white privilege, okay? We talk about white privilege a lot lately.
Yeah.
She's white privilege.
Yeah.
So she's not in that circle, you know? It's like, I mean, it's hitting her now, but it's like, you know, oh, those mutants, oh, I feel bad for those mutants, those poor mutants. And now it's her kids, and it's like, they're not mutants, they're my kids. You know what I mean? Not like a light bulb finally went off for her. And that's just, you know, you and me were, in our lives, we're more aware of our surroundings and the world we live in, and we're not in this little corner of the world where everything's good and nice in our little family, and we're all happy-go-lucky, and we don't, you know, we're not paying attention to the rest of the world, you know. So I think sometimes it's harder for, you know, we look at some of these characters on TV and we're like, idiot. But at the same time, that's the general population. I mean, I know a lot of people that are like that you need to, like, spoon-feed them shit in daily life because they can't comprehend things because their life is so pristine, you know?
I guess. So you know how she's all like, she's like, oh, they only prosecute the bad mutants. Nobody would bother the good mutants, you know? And the mutant guy's like, you know, seriously? No, they, like, she like has this like,
yes.
I guess it's more like willful disbelief. Like she, like
yes.
Denial, right? Like she's in like total
yes,
denial
like
about how her
well.
Government treats people. As are many people
yep.
in our country today.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got this idea. So she puts everyone in jeopardy by going to meet her brother. Now, I have to say I was a little surprised by the turn of events at the end where the brother's like, no, I'm sorry, I'll help you. Like, he actually does turn out to be, like, I don't know how he's going to help them. He can't really, like, offer anything. But he turns out to not, you know, to feel
be a jerk.
Bad about yeah, to not be a jerk. I mean, okay, his son is a complete idiot who needs to be smacked for putting that picture on Instagram. But I'm surprised that the brother sort of came around at the end and was like, I guess maybe he's, I don't know if he's going to be a character now or what, but he, you know, that was a little bit surprising to me. I was not at all surprised about the father, right?
I think having gunmen show up at your house and, like, shooting at your family, you know, kind of like, hey.
Gunmen, they were his neighbors. They were, like, the neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that might have, you know, the fact that this guy that they've known since school, you know, clocks them upside the head, I think it was kind of like, hey, shit's screwed up here. You know?
Yeah. And he kind of realized, that was his moment of revelation or whatever. I'm a little, so I wasn't surprised that the father, I mean, they let it go pretty far before the father had second thoughts and decided not to throw everyone under the bus, right?
Exactly.
And it was only because you knew, I mean, he actually was very similar to his wife in this episode where he's going to sell out the entire underground network until there's like a little girl who's being transported across the border. Right. And it's only because he like meets this actual, like, you know, little girl and the woman's like, oh, they took my, like he, you know, you talk about how Caitlin, the mother, is like, now that they're her kids, she's starting to have an eye opening. The father kind of wasn't, even though they were attacked by robots in the last episode and almost killed, he kind of didn't, it isn't enough that it was his own kids. It was like this little kid who was going to be, you know, taken away is what kind of made him feel guilty and not turn everybody in. But yeah, you knew it was going to happen. I imagine he's going, because apparently on this show there's only one prison in America and they send everyone to it. He's being transported. Oh, he's actually not going to that prison. He's being transported somewhere, right? At the end of the episode, they're like, oh, your husband is being sent to like some facility somewhere also with Lorna.
Yeah, it's a black site.
Yeah.
For mutants. And
they're going to, and people who aid and abet mutants, I guess.
Collaborators.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's being sent there. Okay. I forget the name of the character, the redhead who used to be on Revenge, who
Dreamer.
Is the one who can, Dreamer, who can put dreams in your head. And she,
or as I like to call her, the idiot.
Yes. First of all, if you're in love with a guy, why would you want to have another woman think she's in love with the guy?
To save him.
I mean, I
get why she did it.
I understand the plot point, and why she did it in, you know, because it was the way they were going to be saved. But it was a terrible thing to do, right? I mean,
yeah.
So Johnny cautions her against it early on and says, like, that's not a cool thing to do because it's, like, a terrible violation. Like, every single show that has someone who can read minds or mess with your mind. Yeah, so as soon as he warns her not to do it, you know she's going to do it before the episode's over, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a terrible violation. We've all sort of seen this before, how it's, like, a horrible violation to mess in people's brains. It really was an uncool thing to do, right? Like, to be in someone's brain without their permission. I assume, so can she, so is she a character in the X-Men universe, AJ?
You familiar
with her character?
I'm unaware of her. If she is,
okay.
I'm unaware of her.
Okay. Maybe she's a minor X-Men person, maybe not. I'm assuming that she can put this dream into your head, but I'm assuming she can't take it out because that would ruin the plot problem. That would ruin the love triangle that now this girl thinks she's in love with this guy. And even if you intellectually explain to her, you're not in love with him, I put
it's
that thought in your head, it's too late. The feeling is there, right? So While I'm not a huge fan of inserting a love triangle this early in any new show, I kind of like the idea that it's like a fake love triangle that, and that Dreamer has created this problem for herself, right?
Yeah.
And she decided she can't be with this guy, but now someone else is going to want to be with this guy. So that's kind of interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And the other interesting thing is the son, what is the son's name? Is it Joe, the boy who can, like, I'm not really sure what that boy's power is, but that he can blow stuff around with his mind. Andy?
I forgot his name. Daniel?
Andy?
Daniel?
I think it might be Daniel, yeah. So I thought he was kind of interesting in this episode also. Because he's like, all right, well, let's just fight them. Let's just blow them away. Let's just, like, you know.
Yeah.
And his mother's like, what? We don't kill people. And he's like, well, they want to kill us. Like, he's very,
yeah,
he's very angry.
Well, I don't
right?
I mean, you know what it is, too? He's been being bullied for so long, and now he has a way to fight back. And now these people are, you know, they're trying to kill him. And his
yeah.
It's an interesting out, you know, it's an interesting outlook for him. You know, it's interesting to see his thought process. Like, his sister's had more time to deal with it. You know, she's had it hidden
mm-hmm.
for a whole year.
Yeah.
And he pretty much outed everybody because of his little blow up at the school. So it's just like, he's angry, you know, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why.
Yeah.
But he definitely, he doesn't have the understanding that, you know, he can't just do shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's kind of two sides of the same coin because, you know, it's like on one hand, you get what he's saying, you don't blame him, but, you know, you got the neighbors outside and they're doing something wrong just because they're scared, you know? And he's like, well, they
mm-hmm.
want to shoot us. They want to come in here. They have guns and everything. And he's like, we should do something about it, you know? And
yeah.
He's like, if they can do it, why can't we, basically?
Yeah. And you know, his mother's like, because we don't shoot we don't hurt people. And Electro Man, the guy that is Lorna's boyfriend, the guy from the main character,
Eclipse.
The main mutant. Eclipse. He's like, we also can't do that because it's just going to make, like, everything worse for ourselves, which is true, right? Like,
yeah.
They have to be held
yeah.
to a higher standard because if they hurt anyone,
yeah.
it's only going to go worse for them.
Exactly.
I think part of the reason it surprised me or impressed me that I saw that was because I just didn't think this was that show. I didn't think this show to have, like, that
depth.
Much complexity. Yeah, that much depth, right? I thought this was like just a little family kind of fun version of X-Men and and they were like the good guys and they would always be good and it kind of like, yeah, I didn't expect that kind of depth from the character that we'd be having this conversation about why he acted that way, which is a good thing. I'm glad to see depth on this show. So, yeah, I surprisingly like this show better than I thought I would.
That's good.
When I watched
so,
the first episode, I expected to hate it. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's it for this episode. And
yep.
maybe for this week's podcast. That's all we got for tonight.
Yes,
since people didn't watch the shows that they were supposed to watch.
I know. According to my DVR, believe me, I would have loved to have watched Mr. Robot.
I'm just being a little harsh because Jamie didn't get a chance to watch Fear either.
Yeah, I don't know how she didn't. That looks like, you know, your main.
I know, right? It was 2 hours. So, I mean, if you didn't have a 2-hour commitment on Sunday night, then it can be hard to, like, catch up on a 2-hour episode.
I think
her DVR maybe didn't. Yeah, it was the season finale. Maybe her DVR didn't catch it. I don't know. Anyway, so we're a little short on that, but we'll catch up on a few things next week and get ourselves organized, I guess, and fall into some regular season covered us and stuff.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. All right, great.
All right.
Then this is almost record time tonight. And have a good week, I guess. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. You too.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks.
And we'll do this again next week. So until next time.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.